What's up, family? Welcome back to the Stop Sinking Show, where we go from struggle to flow. One of Stephen Covey's habits of highly effective people is seek first to understand, then to be understood. When he says it, he means it about empathy, about trying to understand where the other person is coming from before you try to get your perspective across. It's about two-way traffic in any relationship that requires you to take into account what is coming towards you from their end and then tailor your message accordingly. Reality for any relationship, dialogue, negotiation, or communication of any kind to be effective, each party almost has to suspend their self-importance and their incessant need to be heard and seen, and not entirely, but at least up front, and then in a sort of rhythmic pattern throughout the course of the relationship or the conversation, on and off, on and off. You first need to be curious about the worldview of the other person before you can even understand what place to communicate to them from about your perspective, so that they can understand you. And this is a grave mistake I've made most of my life. I've had such a personal desire to be understood and heard that I've raised my voice for it. I've argued and pushed for it. I've fought and verbally wrestled for it. And there was a time, if I had an issue with you, I would play the issue that we had, the event that we had, in my head for so long and build such a strong defense that even if you thought you were right, you would walk away confused. I had such a need to push the way that I saw things that I would expend so much of my own mental and emotional energy just finding the words to justify how I feel and how I see things. And at that time, and in these heightened situations, I have a tape recorder style memory and can tell you word for word exactly how the situation went. So most of the times, if I felt the need to defend something, the evidence of how it happened and the way that I could present the exact way that it happened without any bias was proof enough that I was right, or that what was right. No matter the stories that people make up in their head, and no matter how blinded I might be by my own need to be understood, the evidence speaks for itself. But in recent years, and I don't know if my body is just exhausted from being in defense mode, but not only do I not replay the scenario in my head, while it's happening, in that heightened state of emotion, like an argument or a disagreement, I can't even recall what happened seconds after it's over. And of course, I find my tendency to want to recall it and play it back in my head and have that resurface over and over again. But the emotional charge that it comes with, it's so exhausting that my body just shoos it away, just fights it away. What this has resulted in is that I no longer expend the energy to prove my point or if I was right. And that has meant I have gotten used to accepting the other person thinking I am wrong, settling on thinking that I am wrong, because I won't spend the energy now to correct them. And they might be right anyway, even if I spend the energy, or they might stay committed to that. And that's also what I realized after all the years of spending the energy and it not making a difference past the immediate conversation, is that many people are just committed to misunderstand you anyway. Again, not because they are bad people, but because they are too busy trying to be understood themselves, just like I was. So this other benefit of me having accepted the wrongness that I am to bear in other people's stories is that at the least, I can be quiet enough to hear where they are coming from. And that part of me doesn't really have an argument towards someone else's perspective. It's like the more I know, the less I realize I ever knew. And the more people talk, the more I realize that they're probably right. And everyone is right in their own regard. And even while I am and might be the villain in their story, can I really say that they are wrong? I believe them. Maybe I am. And that's okay. Maybe some of that is my responsibility to address. But most of the benefit to my own growth and the relationship is in just listening and trying to understand. I don't know if I can address or change or negotiate according to everything a person requires, but at the least I cannot fight my own need to be understood so loudly that they don't feel understood at all, and then start this never-ending loop. My own need to be understood is the same need in everyone. And while I don't think this need ever really goes away internally, it also doesn't help to ignore that this need exists in everyone else, and to cater to it might actually lead to fruitful dialogue and resolutions. And your understanding doesn't guarantee or tender a return back to feeling understood yourself. Again, there are people and situations which blind the best of people, in which their sight is limited and they cannot see past their own story of you. They are committed and have concluded and resolved to an understanding of you. And maybe it isn't worth your effort to try and amend that. The best you can do for yourself is take their understanding of you as education. Audit yourself in relation to it and work on what triggers an emotional response, because it might actually be true. Something you need to work on that they point to. Even on the tongue of your adversaries, or what you deem an adversary, you can find an immense source of growth if you don't dismiss their criticism and know how to filter it without emotion. While many walk around with a commitment to misunderstand, a commitment to push their understanding onto you, you maintain a commitment to understand, a commitment to take in and reflect upon data from all sources without discrimination. Allow all that to educate you on what's true about you, what's true for you, what's true, and what needs to fall away. Over time, your understanding will grow, and you'll realize that you still know nothing. I love you, family. Stay true always. I'll see you on the next show.